Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 238, Abide in Me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Let that land for a moment, because Jesus is not laying out a strategy here. He is revealing himself. I am the vine, not a guide at a distance, not a method or a program, the source itself, and you are the branch. Now here is the thing that changes everything. A branch does not bear fruit by trying harder. It is not the branch's effort that produces the fruit. It is the connection. The branch that stays joined to the vine does not manufacture anything. It simply remains. And what flows through that connection is life, real sap from a real source. That is freedom. Because the deepest exhaustion most of us carry doesn't come from working hard. It comes from trying to produce life out of ourselves, from acting as though we are the vine, from straining to be enough through sheer force of will. But Jesus says, no, I am the vine. You are the branch. And being a branch is not a diminishment. It is an honor. God made us to carry life derived from his, not life manufactured by our own hands, received, flowing, alive. And Jesus calls us to abide. Abiding is not a cold discipline. It is not checking off the spiritual to-do list each morning. Abiding is intimacy. It is the daily act of returning to Jesus in prayer, in the word, in the quiet trust that says, I am not doing this alone. The one who abides is not fulfilling a duty. They are tending a relationship with the only one who truly holds anything together. And the promise Jesus makes is not a modest one, not meager fruit, not maybe something will come of it. He says, much fruit, abundant. And the fruit he has in mind, genuine love, service that transforms, a character the world cannot manufacture. That fruit cannot be faked. There is no shortcut. It only grows when the sap comes from the right place. And then comes the line so many people read as a threat. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But hear it with the right ears. This is not condemnation. This is compassion. Jesus is sparing us. He is saying, stop. You do not have to carry this alone. Releasing control is not weakness. It is the wisdom of someone who has finally understood where the source is. So today, before breakfast, before the day picks up all its speed and noise, stop. Place your hand on your chest and tell Jesus out loud, not quietly in your head, out loud, one thing you have been trying to carry by yourself, a worry, a fear, a responsibility that has been weighing more than it should. Say its name and hand it over, not as an empty ritual, as a branch that is finally done pretending to be the vine. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.